hope of a life spent with you. Light of the world, light of the world, you step on the cloud, open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that pays,
beauty that pays, because I adore you, hope of a life spent with you.
Here I am, here I am, to worship. Here I am to say, God, you're my God. You're on the ground alone. You're on the ground alone. Altogether wonderful. His presence and his power and his anointing and his grace. Father, we give you the praise. All together worthy, all together wonderful. Wonderful to me. Father, we give you the praise. Lift your hands high. His presence, his power, his anointing is heavy. It's an atmosphere of encounters, an atmosphere of creation. You worship. Whisper in the name.
receive his touch now. Power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Adonai. We praise you. We honor you. And we adore you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. With your hands, I'm giving the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasure forevermore. It is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. The Bible said the Lord is gone off with a shout. So go ahead and give him a clap of victory. A shout of victory. Whether the devil likes it or not, in the day the Lord has made, you shall rejoice and be glad. The spirit of depression cannot attack you. The spirit of discouragement cannot attack you. The spirit of delay cannot attack you. Defeat is not your portion. Failure is not your portion. On Mount Zion there is deliverance. There is holiness. And the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Go ahead and give him a clap. And give him a shout of victory. Best place to be is the presence of the Lord, and you are welcome to that presence now. Give him a bigger clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody excited here this morning? We'll bring you greetings from Chicago. It has to be completed. And we saw a great move of God. The whole of North America, South America, Latin America is ready for fire invasion. It's explosive. I'm sure they'll show us the clip at the right time. Somebody excited again, say a loud amen. Excited again, say the loudest amen. You believe there's something in here for you this morning, say the loudest amen. Proverbs chapter 22 and in verse 29. He said, seest thou a man who is diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean or ordinary men. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The subject is the profitability of excellence. The profitability of excellence. And our objective this morning is just like the topic or the title. Understanding what it profits to be excellent. What it profits to function in excellence. On Wednesday, we looked at the adventure of excellence. And we saw that excellence is an adventure, not a destination. The meaning is, you don't arrive where excellence is concerned. You keep going. You keep going. And we saw seven factors that would facilitate our adventure in excellence. That was the decision for excellence, association with the excellent. Attention to details. Intolerance of mediocrity. The continuity of improvement. Value for knowledge. and the diligence of labor. Very intense message on Wednesday. If you were not there, please pick up that message and let it do something to your life. Going further today, what is excellence all about? Even as we attempt to look at the profitability of excellence. Excellence is about, first, being the very best you can be and doing the very best you can do in every facet of life. Being the very best you can be. Doing the very best you can do in every facet of life. In my career, my academic work, in my calling, is this the very best I can be? Is this the very best I can do? That is what excellence is about. We'll look at the next in the second service. Being the very best you can be, doing the very best you can do. If you're able to ask yourself that question, is this my very best? Is this the very best I can do? Then you are face to face confronting the issues of excellence. What is the profitability of excellence? We're going to look at three things in the service this morning. We're going to look at one per service. One, first, excellence brings opportunity. Brings opportunity. Quality brings opportunity. Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? Do you see a man who excels in all he does? He will be given the opportunity to stand in palaces of power. He will not fraternize with ordinary people. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16 said, the gift of a man maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Somebody is going before greatness. If you are that one, say aloud, amen. Are there examples in scripture of people that got opportunity by excellence? First, Joseph. You know the story of Joseph. The gift of Joseph, the excellence of Joseph, gave him the opportunity of standing before Pharaoh and offering generational solution to Egypt. The gift, the excellence of Joseph. He gave him an opportunity that nothing else could have given him. In Genesis chapter 41, after the magicians of Egypt and all of the people couldn't offer what Joseph could offer, Joseph was brought before Pharaoh. From the prison to the palace. Genesis chapter 41, verse 14. He shaved himself. And then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. And they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh. He shaved himself. That is, he was in a position where nothing could have brought him close to Pharaoh. Rough prisoner. Rough beard, dirty, stinky prison clothes. But he excelled in a realm. And that excellence gave him a platform to meet with whom his boss in the prison couldn't have met. That was Joseph, who got the opportunity of meeting Pharaoh. Second, David. The gift of David gave him the opportunity of standing before and ministering to King Saul. The gift, the excellence of David. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 17. And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing and a mighty valiant man. And a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. And they sent and brought him, and he stood before Saul. As good as prayer is, it was not prayer that opened the door of the palace to David. As good as fasting is, it was not fasting that opened the door of the palace to David. As good as worship was, well, partly worship. There are things spirituality will do for you, but there are things quality will do that only spirituality couldn't do. Did you hear what I said? You heard it very well. That is, you have high spirituality plus high mediocrity. Then you have limited destiny. You can pray. You can fast. You can study the Bible. But you don't do it well. You don't know how to do anything well. You are almost and literally a generational liability. Everything they asked you to do, you did them poorly. That is a destiny limited. God is saying, I would like to help you, but you have limited me with the quality you present. I would love to change your story. I would love to place you on top in your world. But you have limited me. It wasn't fasting that took David to the palace. It was excellence. Example number three is the example of Daniel. The gift of Daniel gave him the opportunity to minister before all the kings that lived in his time. All the kings. The gift of David, of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 5, Daniel was so excellent that his news spread. In verse 11, he said, there is a man in your kingdom, the spirit of the Holy Ghost. They were trying to describe the God of heaven and they didn't know who he was. And in the days of your father, this man had light. He had understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods. They didn't know what to describe. It was found in him. And the king Nebuchadnezzar, your father, your father made him the master of the magicians. That is, anybody who was a spiritualist or had anything to do with spirituality or spiritualism, Daniel was in charge of them because he did it more than them. Head of astrologers, head of Chaldeans, the head of soothsayers. Keep going. For as much as an excellent spirit he excelled, and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams, showing hard sentences, dissolving of doubts, they were found in this same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. There was Daniel brought in before the king. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, are you that Daniel? That Daniel, that particular Daniel I've been hearing about. which are of the children of the captivity whom the king my father brought out of the jury. Are you that Daniel? You come to the point where they say, are you that doctor? Are you that lawyer? Are you that consultant? I've heard of you. Am I communicating at all? Are you that Daniel? Daniel became notorious for good by virtue of the display of excellence. All of you herbalists, all of you native doctors, all of you, do your practice. This man is higher than all of you. He can see more than you. He can hear more than you. He can decree it will come to pass. That was how Daniel was. Very, very shortly, there is someone seated here in your community and in your generation. They will refer to you as that person, that lawyer, that doctor, that consultant. If you are that one, your amen would have been loudest. If you are that one, your amen would have been loudest. If you are that one, you will shout the loudest amen. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? If you go through life, we have plenty examples where excellence brought opportunity. You know that there are various scholarships that are awarded at various levels where people write the exams to qualify for scholarships, certain scholarships. And the opportunity of these scholarships are offered to the most excellent. Excellent. My wife and I, in our Destiny Christian Academy school here, we have a personal scholarship, not from the church, but from us, of the most outstanding student in the junior secondary school who excelled. We will pay your school fees this coming session, this coming session or term. We'll pay your next school fees. You don't need to pay. We did a graduation not too long ago, and one of the students who excelled, the father could pay, the parent could pay, but we had committed. Because he excelled, he got the opportunity. You know, sometime I was made a member of the Board of Regents of the Covenant University. And then during one of the graduations, I observed something. The outstanding students, and in our own days of in university, it's like one person will get a first class in a whole university, and that is news, or two at the most. In this place, like 30 something people with first class from one department, like from one faculty, like and so on. Now, on the graduation, he said the chancellor would like to shake hands with all the students that are graduates. Just give them a handshake, congratulations, and release them into the world to go and succeed. But because of the number of people, he would like to shake the first class graduates on the behalf of the rest. Hello? That is a life-changing destiny impartation from such a massive vessel. I mean, a generational mantle carrier said, I want to shake you before you hit the world. But you are all so many, so let me shake the first class people on your behalf. Is impartation received on behalf of others? Except if the person who received the handshake will come and shake me after he received it. But that wasn't done. So I am receiving this impartation on the frequency of distinction. Those are the kind of things we are talking about. There are doors that open naturally because you excel. In some of the countries of Europe and other places like that, there is a visa they call highly exceptional and skilled worker visa. Skilled and exceptional. That is, this guy is outstanding in his field. come and live in our country.
While they are bouncing others,
we need you. We need what you do. One of our guys testified on Wednesday midweek service. A neurosurgeon. I hope he came in for the first service. Maybe he'll be here for the second service. That is, you need visa, we suspect you. You are coming here to be a problem. You, please, come and live in our country. We need your skill. We need your excellence. We need your brain. That is naturally. Naturally. Now, I am saying that, and I am not saying that living anywhere in the world has an advantage to another place. It's a matter of where God wants you to be. If God wants you to be in Nigeria, the best place for you is Nigeria. If you carry me to any part of the world, there is nothing that you will give to me that will make me stay there except. We traveled to America on Thursday. We left here on Wednesday. Arrived there on Thursday. Returned from there on Friday. Arrived here on Saturday to be in church on Sunday. And I'm very normal. When we stepped around here yesterday, I said there's nowhere like home. Nowhere. And there are those who will die to live anywhere in the world. If God placed you there, why not? But green card does not mean green light. So it's just a matter of where God wants you to be. Am I communicating at all? So in case you are exceptional and you are skilled, even if God does not want you to go out, opportunity to go out does not necessarily mean go. Is there a balance in what I'm saying? But the truth is, the opportunity exists. There are people here today. God is about to open something for you that will shock you and amaze those who know you. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Listen to this as I round off on this point. Excellence will bring opportunity. But what you do with the opportunity is what will determine your impact in life. It will bring opportunity. Joseph excelled, and that excellence brought him the opportunity to meet with Pharaoh. But meeting with Pharaoh was the means to an end. It wasn't an end. What you do with opportunity determines what the future will do with you. It will bring opportunity. What you do with the opportunities will determine how useful you might be in the hands of God. He brought Joseph the opportunity to meet with Pharaoh. If Joseph had mismanaged that opportunity, he would have returned back to the prison. And this is where I want the message to really be. You produce excellence. Excellence brings you opportunity. What will you do with opportunity? Three things, and I close. There are many, many things you can do with the opportunity God brings your way. The opportunity that the excellence will bring your way. If you do it well and live well, what will you do with opportunity? Number one, opportunity is to be used to offer generational solutions. Offer generational answers and solutions. You use the opportunity to make a mark that cannot be erased.
You use the opportunity to make the mark that can't be erased. You use the opportunity to offer generational answers and solutions. Remember Joseph. You use the opportunity in such a way that the people will say, this is a child of God that answered our question, offered our solution, changed the situation in this land, changed the situation in this nation. Second, opportunity is to be used to saturate your world with kingdom principles. Showing the world how to do things the kingdom way. To saturate the world, the earth, with kingdom principles and bring glory to God. This is how we do things. You literally use these opportunities to disciple your world. To demonstrate kingdom principles, kingdom principles, kingdom principles. This is the way to do things. This is how we do things. This is what I did to get here. Daniel literally saturated Babylon with the principles of God until the king said, let everybody worship the God of Daniel. Joseph almost taught Egypt how to tithe. Almost. Say, when your ground produces the harvest, set so-and-so percentage apart, use this and so-and-so percentage. If you remember many years ago, I taught the Joseph principle. And thirdly, opportunity is to be used to bring many unto salvation. Used to bring many unto salvation. That is, God has given you the platform to meet who you wouldn't have otherwise met. You use that opportunity to talk to him about his soul. When you excel, people want to listen to you. And if they want to listen to you, then you tell them what matters to life. Am I communicating? When you are doing it well, whatever you say carries weight. It carries weight. It carries weight. There are those who speak, people hear. There are those, even their silence is weighty. So when God gives you the opportunity by excellence and gives you the platform, use it to lead many to Christ. I heard of the footballer Kaka, who played so much and he wore a t-shirt or under his jersey or something. Jesus saves, right? Or Jesus, I belong to Jesus. That's right. And then after scoring a goal, after doing this or that, he will just remove the jersey so that you can know I belong to Jesus. I am in a football field that is filled with people who came only to be entertained. But if you like what I am doing and you value me, and you are happy with me and you are my fan, I want to introduce you to who I belong. I want to introduce you to who I belong. I belong to Jesus. Opportunity is to be, and I can tell you, only eternity will reveal how many people belong to Jesus because they saw him. Because we live in a generation where everybody thinks that what a celebrity does is right. If he's wearing half short nika, it is right. If it is doing this, it is right. But we need to do the things that are right in the right direction. He belonged to Jesus. And everybody, all right, if you belong to Jesus, I want to belong to Jesus. I think it is a cup they are holding there. And that cup came because I belong to Jesus. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? The opportunity that your excellence is going to provide. The opportunity that your quality is going to produce. The opportunity that your distinction is going to produce. That opportunity is to be utilized to bring multitudes to Jesus. That is why it is important to go up. That is why you must refuse to be down. Because the number of people who will hear you when you are up are more than those who will hear you if you are down. Am I communicating? The number of people who will be convinced, who will be impacted, who will be influenced, who will be challenged and changed if you succeed. And if you are up there, they are more in number than the number of those who will hear anything you are saying if you are down. If you are down. We are all here now. What are you telling me? I'm the one to preach to you, sir. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. Lift your right hand and say, I am going up. Say it loud and say, I am going up. Say it loud and say, I am going up. No devil can keep me down. No power can keep me down. No force of hell can keep me down. Stand up on your feet and say it, I am going up. I am going up. No power can keep me down. No force of hell can keep me down. I am going up. Say after me, I am going to succeed. I am going to excel. I am going to succeed. I am going to be successful. Very, 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 very. Say that very 7 times. Very, 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 very successful. I am going to be successful. I am going to excel. I am already succeeding. I am already excelling because I must impact my world. I must change my generation. I must touch lives for God. So I must do well. You know, there is nothing that drives pursuit like purpose. A sense of purpose drives pursuit. If you only want to succeed because you want to be like other people, that is a very, very little agenda. But if you want to be successful because you want to compel people to know God, if you want to be on top because you want to mark your generation, if you want to be up there because you want to speak and be heard, if you want to be up there because you want lives to be changed by your life, that is a purpose of heart that will drive your pursuit. I cannot be among those who are sitting there to say, what is that one saying? No, no, I'm not that one. In earth, in the world today, you have the best of them and the rest of them. Want to be excited that so-and-so person is in our midst? And so-and-so person is in our midst. And the rest of you are all welcome. That's not your portion. I hear what I'm saying here. That is, it's the same reason for conquering resources. Not just to get a car. Not just to get a house. But to use these resources to punish the devil. And to rescue lives and rescue destinies and change the stories of many around the world. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands today and just give him the praise. Now, the second thing that excellence will bring out, deal with that in the second service, is called authority. Opportunity first, authority second, and prosperity third. We'll look at them in that order in the services. But right now, lift up your hands, your voices, where you are, and let us worship him. Use the next 3, 4, 5 minutes and just appreciate him for his word to you, and appreciate him because he's about to launch you into a world of excellence.
amen. On your glory, amen. I am mercy, O Lord. I live to worship you.
Lift up your hands, everywhere you are. High up. Thank you, Father, for your presence here. Thank you, Father, for your presence here. Close your eyes if you can. Lift up your hands. Lift your hands high. Shato barata sita lata radia. Shikuko bagala. Shako bagala. Lift your hands high. He's passing by. Jesus is passing by, standing very close to you. He's imparting and wearing on someone that spirit of excellence. Placing a seal on you, a seal that is taking you from the pit and taking you to the top. The embargo the devil placed on you and placed on your family and placed on your community, that nobody important can come out, that nobody vital can come out, that nobody impactful can come out, that nobody can excel from that family, from that community, that embargo is lifted now. Lift your hands high. Mahashiva gadaya la 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 la. Mahashatakaya dada. Every embargo placed on your life, placed on your destiny, that no matter how hard you struggle, no matter how hard you try, you cannot excel. I am here to announce that embargo is lifted. Now, 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 now. I decree, I announce, I pronounce, the limit on excellence on your life is lifted right now. It's lifted right now. It's lifted right now. It's lifted right now.
Oh, your name is holy. Holy. Oh, your name is holy.
Lift your hands up. I see full-fledged restoration. The Lord is taking you back up where the enemy brought you down from. Liparada. The restoration of gifts and the restoration of potentials and the restoration of graces is taking you to where you belong, where you belong, where you belong. Not the ground floor, but where you belong, where you belong, where you belong. Where you belong, where you belong, where you belong, where you belong, where you belong. Liberate sita laya, liberate sita laya, liberate sita laya. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands and receive a divine visitation encounter. Lift your hands high. I count up to three. You place the hand on your head and scream, I receive. It's a divine visitation encounter.
Lift your hands high. Father, let it happen. That encounter that is pulling you out of the back to the front, pulling you and crossing you over the river, over the valley, over the mountain, that encounter that is removing the yoke from off your shoulder, that encounter that is taking you to where you belong. At the count of three, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. Father, let it be now. In the name of Jesus. One. Two. Are you ready? Mahashada ya 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 ya. Shida gala ya 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 ya. One, two, and three. I receive.
I receive.
Receive.
Shaga daga ya la da ba ba la daga ya la ba. Lefekeke leferreta sokoto koto pele tirataya. La prata saka la parata kata la da braga pele de bano. Elike rata saka la torra toko soko peleta. Leperete kesake letere dega bebeledi. Lipekete lipira tozoko polo taranabo.
The divine visitation encounter this morning. Receive it now. Mashada galaga ya Lift your hands and give him the praise. Going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. You do it for 3 minutes while that is happening. You got a healing here this morning. Quickly step forward on an encounter. Someone came in here with pile. The Lord has healed you. Knee condition, God has healed you. An ear condition, hearing challenge, also God has healed you. You came in here this morning and you are trusting God for something. You came with a weight that has been lifted. A demonic cloud just left somebody. A demonic presence just left somebody as well. You believe, you feel that something like that happened to you and your experience is practical. You step forward and let's see what happened to you. Now give the Lord a loud shout of victory, somebody. A loud shout of victory. The loudest shout. Go ahead.
We're going up to the high places.
Celebrate the King of Kings.
We're going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. Let's go up.
We're going up to the
high places. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. Let's go up.
Whose report will you believe?
The report of the Lord.
Whose report will you believe?
from your father's house. No force from your family. No force from your community. No force of witchcraft can keep you where you don't belong. But you are going to come out and be where God wants you to be. If you believe, no force can keep you. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout, I am going up. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Yes, what happened?
Sir, our sister Mary Jane.
God just healed somebody of a heart condition on the left hand side of your chest. There's a pain there. God just healed you now. Check it and confirm. Yes.
Our sister said for 3 weeks she has not been able to bend down or use his leg very well. But as you asked us to place our hands on her head and say receive, the leg straightened up, pain disappeared. Here she is doing what she has not been able to do for 3 weeks.
Congratulations, my comfort. The name of Jesus, wherever that arrow came from. Back to hell. Jesus' precious name is returned back to hell. Yes, sir.
Our brother, for the past 1 year, had paused on the right ear and couldn't hear with that ear. But after the worship, it popped open. He can hear.
Every door closed around you. Are you just sitting and looking like that? Every door closed around you opens right now.
Close this ear. I'm healed.
Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, every door closed around me, you are open now. Open now. Give the Lord the praise, yes.
Sister Anne was pressed last night by a demonic being, and she woke up with severe pain and inability to turn her neck. Now, as the shout I received, said a being walked out of her.
A being walked out of her.
And the neck became free.
Somebody stand on your feet and place your right hand on yourself and say, Father, today I demand that every stranger in my life will leave now. Oh, you stranger, on your mask, get set, shout, go!
Sir, you gave a word that God was healing pile. 10 years pile, just check back to hell. The pains, excruciating pain, check back
somebody
to hell.
Somebody give the Lord a shout of victory. Everything that has followed you all these years returns back to hell now.
Jesus.
Sir, Brother Kelechi Grant said 18 years ago he had a new affliction, and since then it has been there. Until the 8 hours in his presence, he said the leg started vibrating.
I was about to talk about 8 hours in his presence. So much happened this week. 1 week.
Yes, sir. So the healing began at the 8 hours in his presence with the vibration of the leg. But he said today, while the ministration was going on, the pain disappeared completely. He can't trace it anymore.
Why will it not disappear? 18 years ago, lift your right hand, say after me, say in the name of Jesus.
Me. Is motion.
Everything that has affected your progress, affected your motion, and I'm not speaking to this man alone, I'm speaking to everyone. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Everything that has affected your motion and your progress the last 10 years, the last 18 years, that devil is arrested now, and you are moving forward.
Our brother Johanna John, for the past 3 months, has been speaking incoherently. He has been running out of his mind, and he has been hearing voices. But while the worship, while the atmosphere was heavy and the power of God was moving through you, our brother said, I actually spoke with his brother. He said he started speaking logically, and his sanity came back to him. He's here to return all the glory
mental
to God.
Mental condition for how long?
For 3 months.
For the last 3 months?
Yes, sir.
It is well with you.
Amen.
Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I am healed.
I'm healed.
I am not mad.
I'm not mad.
I cannot be mad.
I can never be
I can. He said never. I say I cannot be mad. He said I can never be mad. Say I can never be mad.
I can never
I
be
am
mad.
Normal.
I'm normal.
Say the only person that is mad.
The only person that is mad.
Is the devil.
It's the devil.
Stand up on your feet, people. Stand up on your feet, people. Lift up your hands. Every identity that is not your own. that the devil wants to impose on you today is returned back to hell. While the celebration is on for the next 1 or 2 minutes, those of you in the front, your testimonies are permanent. If there are those who have encounter testimonies, you let us know. If you had an encounter, something came out of you, just let one of our pastors here know. Within the next 1 minute, as you sing that song, God is going to do something for you that only He could have done. While that celebration is on, if you need to surrender your life to Jesus, you need your sins forgiven, move from your seat and step forward here. You are saying to me, Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to be free of sin. I want today to mark a new day for me. Quickly step forward here. Let's go. Broken, smoking, drinking, womanizing, stealing, cheating, duping, any lifestyle that is not of God and you want it broken, also rush to the frontier. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus, come forward here. You want to be born again for the first time, also come forward here. Celebrate. From those of you in the front, place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Fresh grace, mercy, and help is released upon you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.